You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
I would be an elite porn director.
I can't argue.
Steve,
that.
Do that face again.
Again.
Again. I'd be like Herb Brooks.
Again.
Again. Who do you play for?
Mike Rizzioni. Yeah. With through Massachusetts.
Christy, who do you play for?
Again.
Oh, we're going to have more meetings.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
RJ, do you think that he would be allowed to do shirtless OnlyFans, full pants, and read poetry while I lotion him up?
On 98.7 ESPN.
Big 9 o'clock hour, big bouncy, juicy 9 o'clock hour. Phone lines all sorts of
lit. Gorgeous rejoin. Gorgeous.
That was nice. Because these guys are the professionals that everyone hopes
I had a thought
to have
too,
with
we were
them.
Talking
at,
about that Marlon story. Corey yeah. Dickerson. Another good name.
I'm going to go right there. So I could go
step-mom
to
stepmom porn?
Mm hmm.
Think about it. Think about it now.
Does your head works in such.
See?
RJ, have you ever heard anything like this? His brain works in such unusual ways, doesn't
it? It's creative.
I wonder if we've crossed into too much adult film.
It's creative.
There's never such a thing as too much adult film conversation.
We're one step away from like the Mount Rushmore.
RJ and I were discussing that.
Do not stifle my genius.
There was a time not long ago where we would have gotten quite the talking to for the amount of stuff that we've been talking.
Right, but see what happens? If you stick with me long enough, I just keep breaking down walls.
That's what, because he's relentless.
I'm a wall breaker.
He's like a warrior. He's like a you know, he's Andy Dufresne.
Yeah,
he's Andy Dufresne.
Right.
He chips and he chips and he chips and he chips, and all of a sudden you realize he has a full tunnel that gets him out of there.
Yeah, but then he's
not
then,
to find a new
then,
team.
Then he has
to be able to talk about porn.
He still has to crawl through 500 yards. Of,
that's right.
You know.
See, it works for Rick.
Chips and he chips and he chips.
We watched Dave chip and chip and chip yesterday, and the chipping just never.
No, I was chipping and chipping and chipping, and I was like, the wall's not, nothing is happening to the wall. And I chipped and I chipped and I chipped. I didn't even need to buy the poster.
You chipped deep into the evening hours.
Deep.
Yeah.
And the wall just kind of fell on you.
So where are we with this?
I asked, can we do this? And I was told, no.
No.
And then later I was like, where exactly did we lead off? I tried everything. Like, you respected effort, right?
It was a good attempt. It really was. The way he kind of stuck it in there and then topic of conversation, then door slammed right in your face.
I did not win. No. I did not win. A lot of callers both on the Yankees and the Shohei Ohtani story. So let's get to some of the callers, if we will. 1-800-919-3776. Let's go to Ken in Connecticut. Hi, Ken. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, what's up, guys? So, calling on the same day as Black Belt Mark, that's just intimidating, you know, just on its face. Like, that was a very interesting call.
Well, and he's a movie star.
Yeah, he had a lot to offer.
And he used to work for a bank.
Oh, he has a lot.
And he wrote a book.
He was on the Bernard Goetz trial.
Movie credits, all that.
Very interesting.
Just on Ohtani and just like sports betting in general. So I worked for a major operator for about 7 years. And I started when it was just fantasy. And, you know, just the amount of scrutiny that it was under then. And then when sports betting came to rise, it was just amazing to see just kind of how Wild West it was. And now it's touched every single just mainstream part of the culture when it was even 5 years ago taboo as anything. It's just been very interesting to see.
We were talking about that earlier. The whole thing that rings true to me is that the whole Tony Romo story where he wasn't allowed to have his name associated with a fantasy football event in Vegas. I don't think it can be 10 years ago, and now here we are. There's a team in Vegas. You can't watch a game. I mean, Al Michaels would always give these, like, you know, well, that field goal meant a lot for a lot of people there, Chris. Oh, yeah, Al, that's exactly. And now it's
kind of,
like,
ruined his shtick now.
Yeah, right. It's like, so the over-under on this game is 43.
I mean, well, not only that, though. I mean, that was fantasy. You're talking about guys that fully embrace, like, people draft them on their fantasy teams. I'm apologizing to fantasy owners.
Right.
Like, players. Dude, this is going to be a much bigger story, and this is kind of just the tip of the iceberg with this whole thing, but, like, there has, the more I think about this, the more there has to be, first of all, how it was handled, how poorly it was handled by Ohtani's side.
Terribly.
Like, not recognizing how big this could be, and the implications that, you know, for him having paid off the $4.5 million to an illegal book, what that could mean. I mean, if it says in the rules that team officials aren't allowed to place bets.
You walk into any clubhouse in Major League Baseball and says no gambling. That's right, it. No,
okay, but now with all the gambling, you can legally gamble on other sports. You can't do it with an illegal book. This was an illegal book.
Correct.
So I don't know, where's the line? If it wasn't him, if you want to believe what the interpreter said, and Ohtani wasn't the one making the bets, but he's the one paying off the debt, he's still doing business with an illegal book.
Is he, though? Well, I guess the money's going directly to the bookmaker.
It's going directly to the bookmaker.
Yeah.
That he actually used the fact that
his hands are dirty.
But he actually used the fact that Ohtani was paying the money.
Now, why would you write a check or wire
a
money?
Wire.
But why
That's
would
a lot
you wire where there's actually a paper trail of this?
I don't think he realized what he was doing, or he must not have realized what he's doing.
And maybe it just spiraled, and now all of a sudden he's like, oh my God, look what's happened here.
Well, why else would you let the interpreter who did it have a 90-minute interview with ESPN?
And then call them up last minute, like, you know what, squash that. This cannot be made public.
Yeah, because this is there's other things that are going to, like, there are other implications involved with this for him having paid this thing off. Hey, fun story. Guy had a problem, I bailed him out. Well, no, because you
But how did you bail him out? What did you do? Illegally? Well, you know, now we have a problem on our hands.
So,
I'm intrigued to see where this is going to go and what truth comes out of this. Because you say Major League Baseball won't bury it, and they can't, because, right, like, the federal agents are now involved, but they're gonna try. They don't want this egg on their face.
Well, it's not going to look good either if the interpreter's lying also and was betting on baseball.
And I'm telling you, this is... You're going to have, I don't know that you're going to have the preeminent stars in every sport, right? I don't know that LeBron is getting involved or Connor McDavid, but you're going to have Calvin Ridley's and Jameson Williams and Shohei Ohtani's, and this is only going to get worse.
No, but I think the
slippery slope?
More slippery. Is that the way, what is it?
Slippier slope?
However you want to say it.
Not that way, I don't think.
No, becomes when one of these guys, not just, I'm saying one of the athletes, now all of a sudden is betting on other sports, whatever it is. If I'm a hockey player, I'm betting on the NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA, whatever it is. And I'm just not good at it. I keep losing and losing and losing. Like, isn't it the tendency that once you start losing and try to get your money back, you would naturally go to the sport that you know the best? Like the temptation, if I'm down $1 million.
I guess.
And I have a problem. No, but I'm saying if you're a...
Yeah, why would the one sport that you don't bet, like, he's betting everything, right? And now the one sport you don't bet is going to be baseball? Like
if you have a gambling problem...
Yeah, you want inside information, right?
But isn't part of the gambling problem, like, you feel like at some point you're going to win? That's how you get $1 million in the hole, right?
Right.
So at some point when you say to yourself, well, now I'll have a much better chance to win if I bet on a sport I know the most as opposed to these other sports... Wouldn't that temptation exist? Like, I have all this inside information of what's going on in this clubhouse. Wouldn't it make more sense for me to be betting on this to give myself a better chance to win?
Yes, you would think so. Yes. I mean, I can't sit here and speak to it because this is a lot to take in. But yeah, you would think that if you have the preeminent player in all of baseball at your disposal, you might want to use that to your advantage.
I mean, like, right? I met this guy in 2021.
Shohei, we're going up against Gerrit Cole. I got to tell you, man, I can't touch him. I can't touch him, and I don't know that anybody else on this team can either. He is unbeatable. Well, boom. Right?
Yeah, right. Like, I don't know. Like, if you're down, if you have that kind of problem where you met a guy in 2021, and by the end of 2022, you're already down $1 million+, and you just keep doing it, like, clearly you have a problem. Like, you can't stop. You say in this article that I've never won anything, I'm not good at it. Wouldn't you now pivot? I don't want to ask Shohei. So how am I getting this $1.5 million or whatever it ends up being back? Well, maybe I'll bet on the sport that I know the best.
Yeah. I mean, does it make sense? Absolutely makes sense. I'm not going to sit here and say that was the case.
No, I think it makes sense. I think that's the risk that you run by letting...
This is bad. Like, there's no two ways about it. This is really, really bad. Let's go to Wes in East Hanover. Good morning, Wes. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, fellas. Morning, loyal listeners. You know, this whole idea of betting is it's going to get in trouble real fast. lane stop. And my quick point about Garrett Cole, that's why I really called, was, is there a contender for the World Series this year that can ill afford to lose their ace as much as the Yankees? You guys talked about it a second ago. There's still a playoff team without him, but I can't think of another contender. So what are the, does Montgomery change that, or are they just as equally the same? Because like you said, you can't replace.
So well, you're better.
Talk to you guys soon.
Thanks, Wes. You're better with Montgomery. You're better, and he's proven in a big spot that he's a really good pitcher. But you take, I mean, well, Valdez or Verlander, whoever off the Astros.
Well, that's been in New York.
They're fine.
Well, that's been in New York, right?
They're right. That's been in New York. That succeeded in New York. That's been in Texas. That's succeeded in the biggest.
Whatever
moments
he didn't
there
have
well.
With the Yankees, found where he when he left. That's made him a better pitcher.
That's
and
right.
Then he has success and wins a World Series last year in the postseason. So,
but no, you think about it, is there a pitcher that's? I mean, Dodgers. That Kershaw's out for God knows how long. Yamamoto, I mean, do they even have Walker Buehler? They could lose any of those guys and still be fine. They'd be fine.
Yeah, well, so who's to say that the Yankees won't be fine then?
I am. Maybe I'm wrong.
I think you're also not... You saw what Stan did last night, right?
Yes.
Not that I'm saying that's something you could count on, but, I mean, you have Aaron Judge and you have Juan Soto. You have two of the best players in baseball.
Well, yeah, but we have the conversation of can they get to certain places or can they get all the way to the top of the mountain?
How good was Texas's rotation when they won the World Series last year? Do they have Garrett Cole in that rotation?
No.
No.
Okay, so now you're also telling me, I mean, is Aaron Judge a great postseason player? Has he shown that?
No,
that
but that's what I said to you.
Adolis Garcia?
Right, but that's
no.
That's what I said to you.
Corey Seager? Where's so the Corey way, Seager on this team?
The only way, right. The only way this does work, if Garrett Cole is not a part of this thing, is if you have guys that step up. Once you get to the postseason, if you have guys step up, which, I mean, look what Nathan Eovaldi does in the postseason.
Amazing.
Jordan Montgomery's good in the postseason. And then on top of that, you get, you know, your offensive players are the same, are Aaron Judge is the regular season version in the postseason, which he hasn't been.
Right.
And with the addition of Soto, who's had success in the postseason, won a World Series, like you have those two, and the offense is going to be, it has to be much
better.
Do I think
you have enough to get there? Like to give yourself the opportunity? Absolutely. I think even if Cole's out for the year, this is a playoff team. The way it's constituted now, and it could change because you certainly could make moves, I don't think they have enough to win the World Series.
I still think you have to see.
Well, of course you have to see.
Well, no, because I think there are things that happened last year that I don't necessarily know are going to be problems this year. I mean, like, look at what Anthony Rizzo did before he got that freak concussion.
Correct.
He was having an awesome start to the season.
Listen, you can sell me on, you know, you got Verdugo, who's a huge upgrade in left, and you got Rizzo, and Glaber's in a contract year, and Volpe's in year two, and he's going to be better. And I think he could be right on all those things. And maybe I'm wrong. I just don't think it's going to be enough the way currently constituted without Garrett Cole that you're going to win a World Series.
You know what I think it is, in all honesty? The reason why you feel that way is because of all the things that I just said. You don't trust that all those things are actually going to happen. And
but they're going to be far superior offensively than they were
right.
last year.
I also think that in the back of your mind, though, too, you also lean in the fact that what are the chances that all these guys that we're talking about are actually healthy for the season? That stay healthy.
Is anybody ever healthy? Like, is any team ever healthy for the season?
No, but the most important players.
Judge.
Stay healthy.
Rizzo.
LeMahieu's already hurt.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, he's supposed to lead off for you. But I also think you could point to certain things like left field. That's a huge upgrade. Anthony Volpe in year two.
Right. Glaber in a contract
year.
I mean, now the catcher situation has a little more definition to it. 100%. Tommy in Mendham. Good morning, Tommy. You're on 98.7.
Hey, guys. It's absolutely absurd that these guys can bet on anything. I mean, even though it's not just their own sport. I mean, if they get in the hole, they're in the hole, and it's going to lead to them owing so much money. They could throw games. It's an absolute risk.
Well, hang on. I mean, the interpreter is not going to throw games or have the
no,
capacity.
No, I don't think he means. I think he means the players.
Yeah, but you know what the thing is, though, Tommy? There's so much money now in playing sports for these athletes that it's not worth it for them to
Tommy,
do that.
Here's the thing, though, and thanks for the phone call. I think here's the disconnect, though. So they're not allowed to use illegal sites or... Illegal books.
Right.
Because they'll let you bet on credit. DraftKings, the legal places.
And it's also monitored. Like
no, but it's your cash.
Right.
You have to put
money
in. Well,
it's your cash, but you do it on credit card, too. Right? I could say I have $10,000 on my Chase card. Boy, I can deposit $5,000 and I might not have that money.
Right, but $5,000 is a bit different than give me a $500,000.
I'm not going to be able to take out a line of credit on DraftKings or ESPN better at like $1 million, no.
Right, so I guess the assumption would be like you can't rack up a big enough bill on FanDuel or DraftKings.
Not like that,
Well, that these guys can't afford.
Correct. Correct.
Like, you're not going to keep chasing it to a point where you can't afford to pay whatever you owe DraftKings.
100%.
But you can do that in a casino, or you can do that...
$4.5 million is life-changing money for
even
athletes.
You hear some of the stories about all these guys that doubt how much money these guys have lost. I just heard a story that Bruno Mars lost, like...
How about Charles Barkley?
Dude, I read John Daly's book. He said he's doing, like, on slot machines. He'd get a $600,000 marker at one casino, lose it, go to another casino, get another $600,000 marker. It's wild.
That is crazy. And wasn't that the gambler that wrote a book about Mickelson?
Yes.
Is that the one you're talking about, or Mickelson wrote his own book that you're talking about?
No, Mickelson wrote about the gambler wrote about Mickelson.
Right. That's the book you're talking about.
No, I read John Daly's book.
Oh, Daly, right.
Daly was doing slots.
Oh, he was another. I mean, oof.
I just read a story, I think Kay brought it up, about Bruno Mars. How much money he's in the hole.
And Floyd Mayweather bets huge amounts of money.
Drake bets a ton of money.
But I guess if you have a ton of money and you're willing to bet it and you bet it legally, it's
okay. Oh, that's the problem with this, though. It wasn't legally.
And there you go.
It was an illegal book.
If this was legal, it would be a non-issue.
Correct.
If they lived in New York and he was betting huge amounts of money and losing it, and Otani came to his aid and transferred or wired the money into wherever, this would be a non-issue.
Yeah, I just don't understand when you have that many people around you that you pay that are supposed to be looking out for your best interest.
You don't have better advisors?
Well, no, you wouldn't feel comfortable enough to pick up the phone. Like, you're in a foreign country to the point where you need an interpreter. Like, this is whose debt you're paying off. You don't feel comfortable doing interviews, so you have the interpreter. He comes to you with this. Hey, it's, you know, $4.5 million with a bookie. Wouldn't your first thought, I'm Shohei Ohtani. I'm gonna pay some random guy with my name on the transfer? Like, in what world is that a good idea?
I couldn't agree with you more.
You got people that work for you. Call them.
Right. I mean, you have people at your disposal, probably, you know, double-digit people at your disposal that should be able to answer any question at the drop of a hat.
Like, for those people, you're a cash cow for those people.
Yeah. I don't know. The whole thing is very perplexing, and the more we learn, the more interesting it'll become. RJ?
Yes, Dave.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. Are you ready?
I really am.
All right, Raymond, fire
it up. See ya! The shit you missed.
Well, there's baseball happening right now. You mentioned Ohtani, his team currently playing. 12-9, they trail the Padres as things are getting tight. Yamamoto had a very, very, very bad Major League Baseball debut. He pitched one inning. He gave up 5 runs.
For an ERA of like 11, right?
Now, they were all earned, so yeah. I'm still having trouble figuring that out.
It was wrong. He's on a cheap website.
It's 45.
Right.
So, not great. Also not great was Joe Musgrove pitching for the Padres. He went 2 2/3.
That just angers me.
He also gave up 5 earned runs.
Because I'll never get over that game 3 against the Mets.
To the topic we've been talking about all day, was that win probability?
Because he had the sticky stuff on his ears.
Yeah.
Was that win probability thing on the scorebook the entire time? It now says 88% San Diego.
I don't see that.
I don't see it.
Like, right on top of the score. Look.
What? You're probably too far from the TV.
I can't see it.
It's a graph.
Oh, I can see there's a percentage up there. I can't read exactly what it is.
No, that never existed before, no.
This game in the bottom of the 8th. Mookie Betts has a homer in this game. Ohtani is 1-for-4 with an RBI. I will make no gambling jokes here.
Could you imagine, though, like playing through this?
Seems like a lot.
It does seem like
with
a lot.
With all swollen around you?
I got a good tweet from John. He says, the mobile betting apps only let you deposit from checking accounts debit cards, not allowed to use credit cards.
Why would
cards.
You say that then?
Because I just assumed that.
Well,
I don't know.
Don't assume, though.
Well, then why don't you correct me?
Because I thought when I read something that I was right. And
well,
then correct me.
Well,
I don't use any of the sites.
Well, neither do I, obviously. I have no idea how they
take their money. That's why they do it.
Okay.
Because
you actually have to have the cash.
Yes.
But this idea that you can't get yourself in trouble that way is ridiculous. You can always find a way to get yourself in trouble.
Oh, yeah. You can overextend yourself easily. As long as you have the cash. You know,
right. Spend the mortgage money. I mean, you don't know what people are doing.
Yankees rolled the Pirates 12-0 yesterday. 3 home runs from Giancarlo Stanton. 8 RBIs, Luke Weaver. 3 1/3 of shutout baseball.
If Giancarlo Stanton has a Giancarlo Stanton kind of season.
What does that mean, though?
Well, like, he's not hurt. He's given you 30.
But is that a Giancarlo Stanton kind of season?
No, but now, listen, he says he feels better in his legs. His training regimen was, I'm going to drop some of this muscle and actually look like a baseball player again and feel like a baseball player again. If he stays healthy and gives you 30-plus home runs, what this does to this lineup?
So then you could have, I mean, how many guys that hit 30 home runs in this lineup? I mean, Rizzo is another one, right?
That's 4. Judge, Rizzo.
Glaber.
Soto could get to that.
Kluber could be
close.
Number.
Yeah,
Volpe could be 25.
Yeah, you could. I mean, over 20, you could have had, what, seven guys hit over 20 home runs on this.
With Cole's situation, they may be at a point where they need him to play at least decently. Like, he can't be an albatross. Because it depends.
No, they can't afford that.
Because it sounds like the goal is for him to play the outfield, you know, different corner spots twice a week. Because Aaron Boone wants to get Judge and Soto off their feet once a week. So, can he give them that? We'll see.
Why is it that the Yankees, like, all these teams, like these good teams, the Braves guys play every day?
I don't know.
Every single day.
You saw Stan running the bases last year.
It wasn't great.
The Mets make me sad, tweets in. John is completely wrong. You can, in fact, make deposits on gambling apps with Discover credit cards.
Oh,
so
see, there you go.
The fact that we're so confused about this.
Well, I think it shows well for us. I think it shows that we are not partaking in these gambling apps.
Discover going to get a big group of applications as time goes on.
Lives are going to be ruined.
You need a $100,000 line of credit for what reason, sir? gambling.
Mets double up the Marlins 6-3. Edwin Diaz in this game gives up a run, gets a couple of outs, two hits, three RBIs from Brandon Nimmo. Blake Snell said he hopes to pitch in the opening series of the season for the Giants once they get back and take on the Padres, who are currently playing the Dodgers. Rangers and pitcher Michael Lorenzen have a deal. Hoops.
Weren't the Yankees poking around at him?
They're poking around in a lot of places.
Yeah.
Why weren't the Mets poking around at him?
The Mets
don't
poke.
We need pitching?
There's no poking.
Your starting pitching has been good.
It's spring training, though.
Yeah, well, it's all I have. Grambling State wins their first ever tournament game. Nice game, too.
It was a good game. It really was.
They beat Montana State 88-81 in the first four. They now get to play number one Purdue, who I did not take to win Final Four games.
I didn't
bracket.
Look. Who did you look to win the whole thing here?
You want to know?
Well, yeah.
Arizona.
Ooh, I knew he was going to do Arizona. I knew it yesterday when I asked him.
Arizona, huh?
I'm taking the approach of not UConn.
So you think you need to be too perfect if you take UConn?
Yes.
And you won't be that perfect. So you can afford some blemishes as long as your champion moves on.
So I did take UConn.
It's a sound strategy.
I took UConn in a smaller pool. Because you get, what, 100 and some odd people?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
over 100.
Yeah.
Well, what does a small pool look like for you? Like a bathtub?
You going to play in this tournament? Or you a little nervous?
No, I played. It took me a minute, but I figured out how to send the bracket
in. Actually, I woke up this morning. I had an email from him last night.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It was this morning. This morning.
Okay.
I sent it, yeah.
Who'd you take there, Skippy?
I got UConn.
Oh, well.
I'm counting on perfection for me.
Yeah?
Did you see the title of my bracket?
No.
Rick, Doc, and Brian.
You couldn't have joined three separate times?
No, we decided we wanted to really just focus our energy on this one bracket.
Okay.
Yeah.
How involved were you?
Very.
You know what's genius, though? RJ?
What?
If it doesn't do well...
Oh, he'll blame other people.
He'll blame
Doc
and Brian.
Cassie's dad. Because I asked him. I said, how dialed in are you? He goes, very dialed in.
If it doesn't matter.
His safety mechanism. Just blame the next person.
Colorado beats Boise State. First four wraps up in Dayton. Number 10, Colorado. Now going to play number 7, Florida. Tomorrow, Caitlin Clark. Not a surprise. AP All-American for the third straight year. Also on the team, Paige Beckers and Juju Watkins. JB Bickerstaff. Did you see what he said about gamblers?
Did we talk about it earlier on the show?
Wow.
It was more rhetorical than anything.
Oh.
Sorry. I forgot I'm not allowed to bring anything up that's been mentioned.
Well, no.
He's scrolling on his phone.
Bring it up. Well, Anita sent me her picks.
It was more rhetorical.
I almost feel like, you know what, Anita, we don't want you in the pool. I mean, she's going to be opposition May 5th.
Yeah, I know, but it's May.
So?
You got to let her in.
I'll let her in.
Sure about that?
For those that missed J.B. Bickerstaff's comments, he said that gamblers have gotten his telephone number and were sending him messages about his family.
How does that happen?
That's great.
Who's this Ohtani guy that keeps calling?
Said he needs $4.5 million.
I'm getting like Japanese, text over to me. What's going
on?
LA
number.
That's right.
Celtics beat the Bucks without Giannis, 31-8 from Jason Tatum from the NBA best Boston Celtics. A-Rod and Mark Lowry. They have a new financial backing that will complete the purchase of the T-Wolves from Glenn Taylor. Yesterday, I told you Clemson and Florida State were suing the ACC to get out. Now the ACC is suing them. So
nice. A countersuit.
Yeah, love it.
This is going well. The NFL Competition Committee has a proposal that would, if approved by at least 24 of 32 owners, move kickoffs to an alignment that you have seen in the XFL. Which, look it up. I'm not going to explain it to you. But
I saw a whole rundown yesterday on McAfee.
Yeah,
it would, of what the kickoff situation.
It basically moved.
They said so. Try to guess how many extra plays they think this new rule will add to football this season.
Three.
Per game, I was saying. Oh,
no, just for the season.
For the season with every game?
Yeah, so, okay, so
161.
1,600.
What? Wow.
1,600 more plays.
How is it possible?
Yeah,
how is it
between touchbacks and fair catches or whatever it ends up being, there were like 2,000 plays that weren't plays. So they think 85% of the kicks will be returned. So you get 1,600 more
All right, so I didn't understand. So you're saying those are not counted as plays?
Well, no, it's not a real play.
Right, all right.
So nothing happens.
Okay, all right, so I didn't really understand.
1,600 more opportunities.
Where you were going. There you go.
So basically the returning team and the kickoff team would be like 5 yards apart, and they can't move until the returner has the ball.
Right.
The Cliff Notes version. Also, competition committee going to vote on eliminating hip drop tackles.
Which they should.
It's a dangerous play.
Very dangerous.
And finally, new Jet, Javon Kinlaw.
New Jet?
No, he said new, but new. I thought the same thing. Yeah.
Brand new New York Jet.
Right. Otherwise, he could be on Rick's OnlyFans. Yeah, right. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Massage both of us.
Yeah.
He sat down with Jets.com and says one of the things he enjoys eating?
Squirrel.
Yep.
Oh, that's awful.
I saw the new thing in the city, too, is they have the rat kebabs.
Oh. No, come on.
Yeah, they
couldn't have
rats. I don't know exactly where it was, what street it was on.
Wait, like a rat kebab vendor?
Yeah, like the charcoal set up with like the...
You think Mateen's got it?
They have like a spit roll?
Yeah. The rat.
I'm looking this up. Rat.
Oh.
Yeah, see it?
Oh. I'm not lying.
But it says it's a big deal in Thailand.
But they're doing it in New York now. I'm telling you.
Big
giant New York City rats. I saw the story.
Rat soup shuts down New York City's popular restaurant.
No.
Squirrel Hunter.
Rat skewers.
Dodgers, by the way, have
crept
within one. 12-11.
RJ, how much do you think...
They're going to be a problem.
How much do you think the people in Boston despise the decision to let Mookie Betts walk?
It was one of the worst decisions, and they got nothing for him.
Horrendous.
If you look at what they got for him, I think they got Verdugo back in that trade.
He's so
gone now.
Verdugo was supposed to be the guy.
You know, Mookie Betts, elite. What are the sports?
Bowler.
I was watching PBA last night.
No, you were not.
I was.
Why?
Because there was nothing really on last night.
Nothing on. There was the college basketball.
Oh, I know, but I have the. What am I going to do with the other TV?
It was the Bucks and the Celtics.
Yeah,
I throw that on there.
I had that on.
All right.
No Giannis. He's out with the hammy.
All right, I understand.
Portis was the
Celtics. Almost blew that game at the end.
I saw it.
Got very dicey.
That's it.
That's all you have?
KP had a sick rebound and putback.
I saw it. And the dunk?
Yep.
Oh, that was vicious. All right.
Watched it.
What? Let's do this. Let's break. We'll come back, and we'll get to more of your calls, and we'll continue with the baseball, maybe a little football as well. It's DNR with you on 98.7 ESPN. Jump into spring at Mercedes-Benz in New Rochelle and take advantage of special lease and finance offers on C, E, and GLC class vehicles. American Express cardholders can take advantage of additional incentives on most models. Choose from sedans or SUVs, gas or electric. They've got a car for everybody. Visit the showroom or start the process online at mbenewrochelle.com. Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, proud member of the Pepe Auto Group, the name you've trusted since 1968.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Very, very, very busy sports day. Very busy.
It was chronicled in the Open.
It was, but that Open is a long time ago now. So we have college basketball starting at noon. You want to hear what you got today, college basketball?
I'd love to, yeah.
That's what I'm going to do for you.
Well, that's a home run.
I care about you so much that... And
wow. The game is over. Machado just hit a three-run bomb.
He crushed that ball, huh? So noon today, an 8-9 matchup, Michigan State against Mississippi State.
Who'd you take?
I haven't filled out my bracket yet. I'll do it when I get home. I haven't filled it out. You want to know who I'm going to take in that game? I'm going to be taking Mississippi State.
Okay.
Duquesne, BYU at 12:40. I'm going to take BYU in that. Akron, Creighton at 1:30. I'm going to take Creighton in that. Long Beach State, Dan Monson's team against Arizona. I'm going to take Arizona in that. Wagner and North Carolina. I will take North Carolina in that.
What would happen to the house if they lost?
So it's funny you mentioned that. Alex said last night, we're sitting there watching TV, he goes, if Carolina loses tomorrow, do I have to go to school on Friday?
That's a fair question.
I said, yes. He goes, that's not fair.
Yeah, you're a hypocrite.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Do I show up for work?
No, no. Because he knows that you left the house.
Right.
It was a regular season game.
Right.
This is a tournament game.
Okay. Yeah, he's a child.
It doesn't matter.
When you're an adult, you're allowed to leave
the
home
if
you're upset.
You want to be like your dad.
Well, sorry. I told him no. I said, you're going to school. He goes, that's not fair. He goes, I will be destroyed at school.
You will be.
Sorry. Oof. Then don't lose to Wagner.
Again, no control, but.
Morehead State, Illinois today. I like Illinois. Oregon, South Carolina. I'm going to take Oregon in that game.
Okay.
All right. Nevada and Dayton. But I haven't really thought about this one at all. Oh, where'd you go? That's a nice game, Nevada and Dayton.
I think I went Dayton.
Yeah, I think I'll probably go Dayton as well. Colorado State and Texas. I think I'm going to go Colorado State in that game. Yeah. Oakland and Kentucky. Oh, there's a lot of games today.
Well, these are the two best days.
Right, with the 16s and then this weekend is the 8s. So Kentucky, 23-8. I'll take them over Oakland. Which is not Oakland, California, by the way. It's Oakland, Michigan.
I recognize that, yeah.
But I don't know that everybody does. McNeese taking on Gonzaga. People love McNeese in this game.
Really?
Saying this is not the same kind of Gonzaga team. I'll still take Gonzaga.
I think I took Gonzaga.
South Dakota State against Iowa State. Iowa State playing some of the best basketball heading into this tournament. They just beat up on Houston. I'll take Iowa State in that one. St. Peter's, the Peacocks, the Cinderella from a couple of years back. Against Tennessee, that's a tough matchup. Real tough matchup. I'll take the Volunteers. NC State and Texas Tech. Now, it's not the same, but remember when Georgetown went on that magical run, 5 wins in 5 days, and then they took on Colorado? They got run out of the building. Right. NC State, 5 wins, 5 days. I'll take Texas Tech.
Took a lot out of them.
Yeah, I'll take Texas Tech.
Texas Tech.
And then Samford, Kansas. Now, either Hunter Dickinson or McCullough is Kansas's best player. You can take your pick on that. McCullough out for the tournament.
Out for the tourney.
So I don't know if people are interested in Samford now, but I don't. Kansas is not going to go far.
Well, I think I took Kansas in this one, and then I have them losing the next.
I'm going to take them as well. And then nightcap 10:05, the Drake against
Drake.
Washington State. I'm going to take the Cougars, Washington State.
The Cougs.
So there you go. So that's just the college basketball. Your Islanders have
the biggest game of the season.
I mean, monster game. They lose this game, and you would know.
I don't show up tomorrow.
No, stop.
I'll be very upset.
So they lose. If they lost this game, would you actually start to have the realization of we're not going to go to the playoffs?
There would be some real doubt now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rangers, also huge game tonight.
This is a nice one for the Rangers.
At the Bruins. This is a hell of a stretch.
Well, Valley pointed to it, right? I mean, this is why these games are important, like the game against Winnipeg or just playoff teams. It's because you want to get yourself ready for playoff-style hockey, right?
Right.
And what it's going to take to beat teams like this.
But I think the Rangers were right there with Winnipeg.
No, they're right there, but that doesn't matter.
Right.
I mean, being right there and winning are two different things. I think the only playoff team that they've beat over the last however many games Valley said was Carolina. And those games,
they dominated them.
Igor stole that game.
That was a great game.
Right. So, I mean, this is a good test.
Right. But they beat the Bruins earlier in the season. But you're right. It's been a while since they've beaten that level of team.
Well, you got to recognize, though, too, teams start around this time of the year to get themselves ready to play playoff hockey.
Now you begin to ramp it up.
Ramp it up. But you're also going to see a certain style. Like, that was one of the reasons why their second period wasn't very good against Winnipeg.
It was not.
No, you're trying to carry the puck in, trying to get too cute. Hellebuck
was unbelievable.
It was awesome, but you got to be committed to doing
the dirty work.
Well, not even dirty work. Sometimes being boring, keeping it simple.
Yeah,
like pucks get low behind their D, get it out to the point, get traffic, especially against good goalies.
And then Florida's next for the Rangers after tonight's Boston game, and then a game you can hear right here on 98.7 ESPN. Tell me if you think this is bad for me. I have no expectation.
I don't think a lot of people have Denver. Huge expectations.
Like, you've given me 3-0 on the road trip. You've already won beyond my wildest imagination. If Knicks could lose by 40 tonight, and I'm not going to be upset about this tomorrow morning.
I won't be upset. I mean, you have beaten Denver 3 in a row, too, so no.
Yeah, but Denver's playing well. Denver's better.
They're at home.
Knicks are on the road. Denver, you know, just physically is a tough place to play.
You smashed them at the Garden.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't think this is going to be a win.
I wouldn't be. This wouldn't be one of those ones where I was going, you know, all out to try to win.
You see, last night Knicks got some nice help, though.
I did.
Yeah, Milwaukee lost. Cleveland lost as well.
Islanders, right? Capitals lost to Toronto.
Right.
You see how many goals that Auston Matthews has right now?
Last time I saw, he was at 55.
He's on pace for 68.
Last time I saw, he was on pace for 74. So I think he slowed down a little bit. He had two more.
He had two last night. Yeah.
So what does he at now?
58, maybe, I want to say.
So, Knicks, how about this now? You have that one game in the loss column behind Cleveland?
Mm-hmm.
I want that three seed desperately.
Bad.
Desperately. And there are two games in the loss column behind Milwaukee.
Yeah, we get the good news on Mitchell Robinson.
Right.
Still trying to figure out when the hell Julius Randle's going to be back.
And OG.
It sounds like he's going to be back.
All right, do you start that? If OG doesn't play this weekend, you're like, oh, come on. Tonight, we know he's out. If he doesn't play this weekend, do you have the game?
I just want him to be right. I don't want this to be like a reoccurring thing. Where
he plays three games, misses two, right. Plays a game, misses a game.
When he's back, he's got 57 goals, Auston Matthews. When he's back, he's got to be back.
I agree.
And he's got to suck it up a little bit, play through some pain. You're going to have to play through some pain here.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
It's only a kick. A jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Zach D said, your drops from the Which Is a Real College Game are so funny that when I bought a bowling ball recently, I named it Earl Ham.
Nice.
That's
Earl
nice.
That's actually not a bad name for a bowling ball.
Yeah.
I love bowling.
Do you?
Yeah, I won a Summer League Bowling Championship.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
See, the more I work with you, the more I learn about you. That's nice.
Yeah, multiple balls.
Have I told you about the DNR pregame party?
That's going to stick with me.
Have I told you about the pregame party?
No, tell me more.
I'm going to tell you more. It's back. All right. We're heading out to Publicans again in Manhasset, Long Island, Thursday, May the 2nd.
Oh, yeah.
Then we're riding the LIRR to Citi Field for the second annual pregame party ahead of Mets and Cubs before we make our way into the game. At 1:10, and I promise you, we will be into the game by 1:10.
Yeah, I think like 12:45-ish, we should probably head over.
No.
Why?
1 o'clock, we make our way from...
Well, no, because I can't get there at 1 o'clock, because I got to get my drink, and I got to get the popcorn. I can't be in my seat by 1:10 if I leave at 1.
All right, so 12:53, we start making our way, all right? And then we're going to sit, hopefully with all you guys who buy tickets in the same section, section 129. Again, let's repeat it for the people listening now. That's Thursday, May the 2nd, Publicans in Manhasset, and then right to Citi Field. We'll see y'all there. If we don't get 250 people, I'd be tremendous.
I want 300.
300?
300.
Mm-hmm.
It's too good of a time.
It was a great time.
It's a perfect excuse. Publicans is great. Good drinks, great food. Show's going to be awesome.
So think about what you can do. You can hang out with us. You can watch the show. You can eat food. They have TVs on.
That's a Thursday, too, right?
It's Thursday, May the 2nd, yeah.
Right, so you get a live Thursday open.
Right. You get the live Thursday open. You get the show. You get the three stars. You get all of it, right?
I'll then, probably be a cocktail in by then.
Then we hang out. And literally, like, we're hanging out with people. It's not like this is a,
no.
a where are
I'll
the guys?
I'll leave the show for a good segment.
Oh, which is
mingle.
Great. There's nothing like you, me being on location in front of hundreds, and you're gone.
Someone has to be a mingler. I do my part. You do your part.
Okay. But the repercussions always fall back on me.
No, it doesn't.
How do you let Rick get
they
away?
Loved, oh, they
yeah,
loved
right.
it last year. Why do you think we're doing it again?
So then we're going to hang out, walk from the restaurant to the train station, which is steps.
I'm going to stop at Starbucks.
That's which is fine. Get on the train, take the train to Citi Field, hang out for the pregame party, into the game, section 129, and away we go.
And there we go.
And there we go.
And that's a day.
Your father-in-law coming to this?
Yep.
Brian?
Yep.
Okay, good. So... weren't we told recently, RJ, like, Brian has a full-time job. He can't just take time off. What? How does that work?
Because things are planned in advance.
So if Brian tells his job, I'm taking off Thursday, May 2nd, go crazy.
No, I think, like, most of us, he has a certain amount of days that he gets.
So he's taking a personal day to be able to enjoy the event.
Yeah.
That's nice. RJ and Raymond, you guys will be, you'll be back here during the show? Or RJ, will you be with us on location in Manhasset?
Well, I know where I've got to be.
You'll be here at the station.
Yes, thanks.
But quickly after that, you will take the subway and you'll meet us.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to drive this time.
We got a chance to see his beautiful Jeep last time.
Yeah, I'm parked right behind
the beautiful Jeep right now on the street.
I don't think I can do that this time. Getting there, not a problem. Getting there was great. When RJ was alone for the ride, but getting out of there, I took almost 3 hours to get home.
Oh, 3 hours to get
rough.
Home.
It was rough.
Oh, my God.
I don't think I can do that again.
Well, Debbie, during her traffic updates today, she's like, get on the GW, about 90 minutes. 90 minutes?
Dude, I'm telling you, when I used to, what time was it? Whatever show we were doing, I would get on...
That was when we were doing 10-1.
10-1.
Yep.
I would get on. Where it splits, where I can go 95 towards you, or I could go to the G Dub.
Yeah, yeah.
When you go over the Throg's Neck.
Yep.
It would say 88 minutes to get. I was like 88 minutes.
That's crazy.
So then I had to go all the way around. I'd go that way, and then I'd go
I'll tell you what. It is the one advantage of working in the early mornings.
The morning is better. Yeah.
Nobody.
Well, you don't know with the Cross Bronx though.
At four.
You never know.
Can you imagine
I'm dead
that?
Serious. You never know.
There are other places around the country that hear, like, there's traffic at 4 in the morning in certain spots. That doesn't even exist.
Dude, I went the other day. It was 4:20. Already a three-car accident just sitting there. Just a fresh one.
Really?
Yeah. Just a freshie right there.
Just hey, enjoy your three-car accident.
Yeah, one car was flipped over.
Oh, that's nice.
Was nice.
The flip-over is awful. Oof. I always get nervous about that. Let's go to Dan in Jersey. It's been a while. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Rick. How are you guys today?
We're doing great.
So, as I'm a college student, I have a talk radio class, and I actually did a presentation. We could do a presentation on any host, and I chose you guys. So I played my entire class clips of you guys on the radio.
That's nice. Were they familiar with us before the clips you were playing?
So my two friends that I do my show with for the class are because I have the slap him right across his face drop on our show.
Right. Did you get this signed off on? Does ESPN know you've stolen our bits and you're using them on your show? Are you paying a royalty for this?
So we have a college radio stations have a special clause where they can take drops from literally anywhere and
that's
they
nice.
Can't get penalized for it.
All right, good for you.
I have the Don Jose Reyes drop as well. It's an interesting time, the show. But I wanted to talk a little bit about this Ohtani thing because I think it's a really interesting situation, and I think it's a massive black eye for Major League Baseball if it comes out that he was the one paying off to a gambler, because it's always going to be – you're going to always have people saying, oh, look at what Ohtani did, look at what Ohtani did. And the fact that Major League Baseball won't even investigate the situation is embarrassing in its own right.
There's nothing good about it. Right.
Oh, Major League Baseball is going to have to investigate this.
You have to. Well, I mean, the feds are going to investigate this.
Well, it's a federal investigation. That's
right.
How they stumble across Ohtani's name in this whole thing.
Oh, God, that's so bad. I can't believe he allowed for his name to be involved in this, though. I know that you say he thought it was nothing, and I guess that's probably the case.
Well,
Shohei Ohtani,
I know,
for God's
but what would the other answer be?
If you thought
it was a big deal, would you put your name on would you be the one doing the wire transfers with your name on it?
But he is one of the most famous people in the world. You're that naive and ignorant to think, I grant that it's a different country. I understand that, but he didn't know that gambling with this guy particularly was illegal.
It doesn't sound like the interpreter knew. Like, it actually says it in the interview. Like, he didn't realize it was illegal. So, like, listen, I don't know. And the more information that comes out, I just don't know. I would like to know what the legal ramifications for Ohtani would be for paying off the illegal book. And how that...
If there are, I honestly don't know. Are there?
That's what I'm asking. I don't know.
I mean, usually they don't go after... Like, it seems like a weird thing to go after. Now, maybe because it's Ohtani, it's that amount of money. But you wouldn't think if you paid off my gambling debt that they would go after you.
You wouldn't think, but how does that affect, you know, what the rule written in the CBA that
involved with gambling?
Involved with gambling.
I don't know.
If I'm the one paying off the illegal book.
I don't know. I'm being honest. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out.
But how would that work, though?
What?
Like, what if you had, so what if it wasn't me? What if you worked for me? And I know I couldn't bet, but you were betting for me.
And that would
be.
And
I was the one paying it off.
That'd be a real problem. A real problem. And especially a guy with $1 billion, that would be stupid to do. Raymond, 3 stars.
Today's 3 stars. Number 3.
To show you just how far Rick has come into Thursday Open in the 3 years since we started doing him, I can't believe it's been 3 years.
It's almost 3 years to the day.
He was so nervous that this one didn't have enough, and even though we had a lot of drops in it. But then, like, to have it be done so flawlessly, and then everyone that listened in seemed to love it, and then you get...
Is it fair to say that you're a radio professional?
No.
You're officially a radio professional.
Yeah, you are. Just, congratulations.
Just understand that.
Number 2.
Dave, learning how to give people criticism without actually destroying them, you know, the compliment sandwich. And yes, Dave, that does allow you to maintain a little bit of a personality.
Welcome to Morning Show 6210987 ESPN.
You are not robotic if you give people compliments.
Number 1.
Slowly but surely, we're becoming a filthy, filthy program.
I would be an elite porn director.
I don't know why we talked about this type of stuff.
Do you think that he would be allowed to do shirtless OnlyFans, full pants, and read poetry while I lotion him up?
We haven't even gotten to some of the things that were said in the meeting yesterday. Just awful, terrible things.
I don't think you can.
But then you're bringing Herb Brooks into it.
Again.
Because when you're on Dave's set and he's the porn director,
you're going to get it right.
You worry about your own game. Money there to keep you busy.
Oh my goodness.
That's right.
Wow. Very well done, Raymond. I can't wait for the plays of the week tomorrow. It's Rule 76.
No excuses for like a champion. It's DPH Rothenberg.
Enjoy the college basketball and carpe omnia.
On 98.7 ESPN.
I would be an elite porn director.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.